Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Klayim Perik Dalet Mishnah Vav. So according to the Beis Hillel, we said that the kerem has to be in a certain formation for it to have a din of a kerem as opposed to an individual vine or vines. Sagt der Mishnah, Anitea Shtayim Keneged Shtayim, if someone plants five vines. Shtayim Keneged Shtayim, first four, one opposite the other, one, the next row one, go down a notch, one, the next row one. So imagine a square and there's a vine in all four corners. The achas yoitza zanav. One literally comes out like a tail. In other words, one vine, the additional fifth vine, comes out as an extension to one of the other rows, which we call a tail. So basically, I have three vines in one row, two vines in the next row. If you do it this way, you raise a kerem. And kerem has different halachis, as explained, of a regular single vine. First and foremost, if you want to plant zraim, you have to distance yourself from the kerem four amis. If it was not a kerem, just a regular vine, you would only need six tefachim. What is the din if it's shtayim keneged shtayim? I have my four. Let's say I have a square. Imagine a vine in each of the four corners. V'achas beintayim. Instead of the fifth one, being just one more in one of the rows, it's in the middle. So let's say I'm looking at a box. There's a vine in each of the four corners. And at the bottom of the box, between the two vines, at the two corners of the bottom, go down a little bit, I have another vine. It's not an extension of one of the rows, but it's in the middle. Or, says the Mishnah, shtayim keneged shtayim, two opposite two, in other words, on the four corners of the box, v'achas be'emtza, and one is smack in the middle. Right in the middle of the box. So the Mishnah einoi kerem. It does not have a din of a kerem. It would have a din of individual vines. It's not a kerem. Achiu shtayim keneged shtayim. Two opposite two, four corners of the box. The achas yoitze zanav. And the fifth one is on the same row as one of the two rows, but one of the two rows has one, two, three, and the other one has one, two. That's the mushal to a tail. Because a tail is like even with the back of the animal. So again, what's called a kerem, according to the Beis Hillel? Only this formation. Four corners of the box, but one of the sides has one, two, and under the box a third one in the same row. Maybe interesting to point out, there's a machloikis in the Yeshami, how do you measure the four amis? So let's say I have this. I have one, two, three, and another row of one, two. So I have to keep my Zeroyim four amis away. How do I measure four amis away? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, I would extend the box. In other words, if I'm looking down at this, and in one row there's one, two, three, I would make believe the line of the box underneath goes all the way to the right, even though in the bottom right there is no vine. But I imagine that there's one there. In other words, I would imagine that it's like a box or a rectangle with one, two, three, and on the other row, one, two, and an imaginary third. And you have to separate Zerayim, you have to distance the Zerayim four amis from any part of this square. According to Shmuel, no. You can draw a diagonal line from the third vine in one row to the second vine in the other row, which only has two. And that'll give you some more space. It'll be crooked. But underneath the two, you can get a little closer because it's four amas away from the two. You don't have to even out the bottom. Now, what's the reason the cairn would have to be planted dafka in this formation? So according to one sheet in the Yerushalmi, when the Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael, that's how the Canaan planted vineyards. And they were big experts to know the land of Eretz Yisrael and how you get the most out of the land. So only if it was planted in this formation is it considered a kerem.